Best inventory of new Chevys in years. Savings like $8,000 off MSRP on select new 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 models. Longmont Auto Plaza has them in stock. Check out our new 2024 Chevy Tahoe or the new 2024 Chevy Equinox. Come see us right now at Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia or visit us online at longmontauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
KVU News Time is 8:27. It's always festive when we talk about Battle of the Badges, the blood drive, which is now really in our front view mirror. As a matter of fact, things kick off Wednesday at 12th Avenue Baptist Church, and we've had our panel here with us in different interview slots for the last, 2 to 3 weeks now, and we're pleased to have with us Susan Fahler of the Red Cross, Lyon County Emergency Communications Director Roxanne Van Gundy, Jill Cook representing the Lyon County Sheriff's Office, and Dominic Vorthrums representing the Emporia Police Department. Susan? Good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good today. How are you?
So far, so good. Roxanne, how about you?
I'm good. I'm glad I made it here.
Hey, we're glad to have you.
We are, too.
We always are. Jill, how are you today?
Well, thank you.
Good. Dominic, how are you?
I'd be better if Reason was here.
I was just about to make that point.
I know. I don't.
Oh, Reason.
He must be doing something today. I don't know.
The Emporia Fire Department has been an unfortunate no-show with us, but again, that leaves others to fill the narrative void and to talk about Battle of the Badges. We mentioned here, Susan, 12th Avenue Baptist Church, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And I know that you've been hammering on the need for appointments here for really the entire run-up to Battle of the Badges Wednesday, and it sounds like we're still needing a lot of appointments.
We certainly are. Currently, we have 121 appointments that are open, so we would love to have people get online and sign up and make an appointment. And we probably, since we aren't full, we will be able to take walk-ins.
Okay.
And I can also tell you that Thursday and Friday has more openings, so you'll be more likely to get in and out pretty quick.
Okay. For folks that have never donated before, Susan, I will let you take the process for getting started and then also talk a bit about the atmosphere that may be a little different for a Battle of the Badges versus the other blood drives that you organize.
Okay. So in a nutshell, when you come to donate, you're going to want to make sure that you bring a photo ID with you or your donor card. And also, you're going to want to make sure that you have been drinking a lot of water. Always need to be drinking water, but when you're going to donate, even more. And because of the fact that it's nice and hot this week, you're going to want to have more as well. We check your iron levels. And want to make sure that you have some good readings on your iron. And then what you'll do is after you've checked in, then you'll go on over to the beds, and then our staff will take you into the health history booth, and we'll do kind of a little mini health check where we'll check your vitals. And then once you pass that, you get to head on over to the bed. The actual donating only takes about 4 to 6 minutes. And then when you're done, the best part is you'll have some of the law enforcement or fire department will escort you over to the canteen where you will get to have some food.
Are they even coming?
Well, I don't know. We'll have to see if we can't get them in because they've been standing us up all week or past 2 weeks.
Oh, boy.
And then, of course, you get your special little gift. So you'll get a Battle of the Badges t-shirt, and then we have a couple of different things based on which day you come. You either get a movie ticket or you can get your name put in for a drawing for a 2025 Ram, and if you come on August 1st and 2nd, you get the Battle of the Badge t-shirt and a $20 Amazon gift card.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask here about kind of the inducements that our panel is going to be bringing to the table here, A, to get people just to donate, but B, also, you know, there's that traveling trophy that's part of things here. And Dominic, I'll start with you. And with the fire department not here to defend itself, does this mean that the police department will be taking over the grill if there are no fire department officials nearby?
We may pass that torch to Emergency Communications this year. I don't think they've ever attended the grill.
I mean,
I think they can handle it.
I don't know. I don't know that you want to eat my cooking, but great. You know, if you want to try, you go for
it. I mean, it's not me. It's the general public that's going to come out. So I think this could be, I mean, This could be a hit for you.
It could be.
This could be a hit for you and the staff.
A second career.
It could be. You could be. You could get a hot dog card after this.
Yeah.
What is planned,
Dominic, for PD?
Yeah, we'll plan to cook with the assistance of Emergency Communications.
Sure.
I can't wait for that.
I'm kind of surprised.
It's going to be a learning experience for everybody.
Surprised we didn't get a fire department call automatically here. We got the kisses for cops again.
We got those. Those are coming. Bags full of them. So come in, get one of those. It'll be fun. And some of our swag. I know everybody's probably going to bring swag, but I know that's our thing, kisses from cops.
Good deal. How about you, Roxanne? At least what did you have planned before this interview started?
Well, I guess I'm cooking. I guess there's that. You know, we always plan to bring out some information about what we do and bring some of our protocols that people can see. We also have a ton of swag, so we'll bring that out and hopefully get rid of it.
Good deal. Jill, fruit cups again from Sheriff's Office?
Yep. And we'll have little rubber duckies this time.
Oh, that's right.
From deputies, and then really bad jokes. So,
do you want to share one of those little bad jokes to get
really
us started?
Does. Like she's burning it up.
Oh boy! Okay,
like a hot dog.
Well, there's the bad joke for the day.
That wasn't what you had planned. Go ahead and unveil.
Okay. I'm on the spot now. So, what did the police officer tell his belly button? You're under a vest.
But up, bump.
It's a winner.
More to come. Yep.
More to outstanding. Awesome. So lots of reasons. Kind of off the topic, but lots of reasons to stop by 12th Avenue Baptist Church, spend an hour of your time, and donate blood.
Jill may even do stand-up.
She might.
She might.
She
could
my do stand-up. Gear.
State doesn't work out.
Yeah, I mean,
they have just, a state.
Yeah.
We're you developing can careers left, right, and center.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
We can get her a microphone the whole nine yards.
Awesome. Susan, I got to ask you here, because it sounds like, you know, the need for, and I'm shifting off of the fun to the serious, because, you know, it always seems now that you're in critical, urgent need of blood, some level of those two, and it sounds like you're really in critical stages right now.
Yes, always summer seems to, and especially right around Battle of the Badges, we're always really low on blood. And I think people just need to realize that blood is used for more than just trauma. So you can save up to 3 lives with 1 donation. And the reason is because the blood is separated into platelets, plasma, and red blood cells. So people, depending on what they're in for, will need different parts of the blood. And so that's why we say that you can save up to 3 lives. For instance, I found out after donating platelets that A positive blood types have more platelets. So on the app, it showed me where my blood had gone after a donation, and I actually had 2 different hospitals that it went to. So I imagine it was probably my red blood cells went someplace as well as my platelets to help a cancer patient. And a lot of people also don't realize that cancer, of course, the purpose of that, well, not the purpose of cancer, but the treatments, is to kill off those cells that are cancerous.
Yeah.
Right. And so what that also does, though, is it also takes away bone marrow, and it does a lot of different things to your body. And so that's why people need platelets, is because that helps with clotting. And you need to be able to clot so that you don't bleed out. So that's one reason. But there's just so many different things that blood is used for, the blood products. So plasma is used for people that have been severely burned. And it just goes to help so many different ways, and it's not just trauma. If you have to go in for surgery, of course, you may need that as well. But what we're finding is when we are this low is that elective surgeries go on hold, even though it may not be as critical as maybe another one. It could still be a very serious surgery that needs to be done, but if there's no blood product there that they're going to need, then you're going on hold.
I'm going to ask our panel here kind of a variant of a question that we ask on a regular basis about really the partnerships that have been involved. But I'm going to use that kind of as a an urging for the community to come out here, fill those appointment spots, or walk in here Wednesday, Thursday, Friday at 12th Avenue Baptist Church. And Roxanne, it's really kind of the question of how gratifying is it, you know, in years past, how gratifying has it been to look at those totals that have come in? Because I think Battle of the Badges either comes really close to the stated goal or it surpasses the stated goal in a number of years. How gratifying is it, based off of the work that you do on a daily basis and the work that your staffers do to connect, you know, emergency responders to people in their times of really worst need?
I mean, I think it's a huge deal. I mean, I think anybody who gets into public safety, whether that's in a first responder role or in a support role, they're fixers and helpers and doers, and you know, there's a need and we're going to fill it. So there's a need, and so we're here to fill it. And if we can be successful in that mission, that's all we want to do. So it's a big deal. And if it helps any person in our county when they need it the most, then it's what we need to do. So,
Jill, how about you?
Yeah, definitely. We're humans first, and then wear the badge, and we do anything we can for our community. We're really proud of our community. They support us. We want to support them in any means necessary or possible.
Dominic, your turn to chime in.
You know, I think this blood drive over the years, it's been the biggest one in Lyon County, you know, and I think that's no joke to us being there. All the first responders, from the emergency dispatchers to the deputies to the firemen and women and to the police officers, you know, people come out to see us. And this is one time we get interact in a not on your worst day or not your worst time calling on the phone. Or in some traumatic experience. So you get to interact with us. We have a good time with it because we're not overly stressed out or anything like that. But we love the community engagement, and we want tons of people to show up. We want everything to be full, because that blood could go to your neighbor. It could go to your mom in Iowa or your friend in Florida. You know, we don't know where that's going to go, but it is going to help somebody and maybe save their life. So I think that's a huge importance to why all of us do this, you know.
Yeah, well said. Well, again, the Battle of the Badges is coming up here this week. Susan, let's go through the hours, how people can set those appointments.
All right. We have Wednesday, July 31st from 12 to 6, August 1st from 12 to 6, and Friday, August 2nd from 8 a.m. to 2. And you can make your appointment either by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, the Blood Donor app, or you can go to redcrossblood.org and you can just type in our zip code or even Emporia in the little search thing and it'll pop up.
Awesome. Well, we really encourage you to get those appointments set, follow through on those appointments, give blood. It saves lives in three different ways nationwide here through the efforts of Battle of the Badges locally. Susan, thanks again for joining us. Appreciate
Thank you
it.
For having us. We hope to see everybody out this week.
Jill, thanks again for joining us today. See you next week. See you this week, actually.
Yeah, thank you.
Dominic, thanks for your time.
I'll see you Wednesday, Chuck.
All right, sounds good. And Roxanne, thanks for your time today.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Susan Fahler, Roxanne Van Gundy, Jill Cook, Dominic Vortherms, our Newsmaker 2 guests here today. Battle of the Badges, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday at 12th Avenue Baptist Church.
Thank you all. Nice job. Battle of the Badges is upon us this Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. It is 8:38, 82 degrees. Good morning.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden is proposing major changes.